Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com. It's a Tuesday. That means it's time for the Minor League Report with Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. This is presented by Hotshots, Schnucks, and Ryan Kelly. Lots to get into on this Tuesday. Memphis starting to slip a little bit in the standings. We'll talk about their rotation, who now is number one. Remember, their opening day rotation is up with the St. Louis Cardinals. At one point, when are you not a prospect? We're going to talk about that. And the published prospect rankings are out with Brian Walton. All that and more is coming up on the Minor League Report. This is brought to you by Hot Shots, proud home of sports fans in St. Louis for over 28 years. 11 area locations, always close to a Hot Shots no matter where you are. Swing by for great food, cold drinks, all the games, all the time. Get more info and find a Hot Shots near you at hotshotsnet.com. A reminder, if you love Cardinal baseball, they have Cardinal specials during every single game. And for fantasy football players, Hot Shots is the place to be.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Tuesday and Friday on Scoops with DannyMac.com, we have the chance to visit with Brian Walton, who does just an amazing job at TheCardinalNation.com, covering the St. Louis Cardinals minor league system day in and day out. Brian, first of all, good morning. It was an exciting game last night at Busch Stadium. A lot of those young kids that we've talked about all year are contributing to wins here at the major league level. But I want to get into something that fans love to hear about, and that's the prospects and the rankings of where they are. You just published your latest prospect rankings. What do you have right now?
Well, yeah, it's an interesting time in the system because not only do we have all the draftees who came in this year who now have, you know, a month or 6 weeks of play under their belt, but we have the seven minor leaguers that the Cardinals acquired in all those trades at the non-waiver deadline at the end of July. So now we're learning about, you know, Genesis Cabrera and Justin Williams and all the new guys that are in the system for the first time. And so it was a lot of fun and a challenge, actually, this month to say, okay, where do we slot these guys in to the to the existing prospect ranking? And right now, of the new guys coming in, Genesis Cabrera, who's the 21-year-old lefty at Springfield, I put him in at number 14, so he's, you know, not in the top 10, but folks are really excited about this left-hander's potential as a number 3, maybe number 4 starter in the big league rotation down the road. And then Justin Williams, who was the outfielder who came to the Cardinals from Tampa Bay in the Tommy Pham trade, is right behind him at number 15. And he's a guy that has lots of tools, lots of potential, but they're waiting, and a left-handed batter, but waiting to see if the power comes through for him.
Interesting. Number one, Alex Reyes. And some of the guys that you have, 1, 2, 3, and 4, have been with the big league club. At what point are you not a prospect, Brian, when you think how you rank guys and how you evaluate it? At what point are you not a prospect anymore?
Well, there's a hard and fast way, and that is 130 at-bats in the major leagues or 50 innings pitched as a major leaguer. And
right.
Alex Reyes is right on the line. But, you know, he's number one until he's proven not. And then right behind him, of course, are Tyler O'Neill and Dakota Hudson, who right now are with St. Louis. O'Neill's, you know, hopefully going to come off the DL here soon. But those two guys have proven themselves consistently at Triple A. And while it was a temptation to take Nolan Gorman, the first rounder who did so well in Johnson City and now's off to a nice start at Peoria, and put him higher, I want to see how Gorman does in full season ball with the Chiefs. And he's hitting like .333 in his first week, so good start so far. So Nolan Gorman's certainly a guy to keep an eye on in the prospect rankings.
You know, I know you talk to a lot of different writers and those that cover the minor leagues. What are their impressions of Nolan Gorman? Because I can tell you from afar, fan base here in St. Louis, excited. How about those that see him day in and day out and cover the sport on the minor leagues? What are they saying about Nolan Gorman?
Very impressed with his work ethic, his maturity. His defense at third base is pretty good. He's had a couple of errors at Peoria so far, but his defense is actually considered better than Ulises Montero, who's the guy who preceded him there at Peoria, who's now moved up to Palm Beach, and by the way, is hitting very, very well at Palm Beach in its first week or so there as well. And Gorman, I think what has impressed folks about Gorman is not just his power, but the fact that he's been hitting the ball well to all fields. So not just a pull hitter, but he's also been going the other way when he needs to, and hitting balls hard to center field. So, you know, he definitely looks like a keeper, and I think the Cardinals are going to be really delighted that he stayed on the board until they picked at number 19.
Brian, looking at the game last night, Dakota Hudson came in for the Cardinals, runners at second and third, infield drawn in, tie ball game late, and he's able to get out of that jam. And this young man is impressive. Did you think that he would have this kind of success early on in his big league career?
You never know with a guy who has been a starter in the minor leagues how fast he's going to warm up and how effective he's going to be out of the gate. And, you know, what we saw was that devastating slider of Hudson that really, you know, got the Cardinals out of a very difficult jam. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see what the Cardinals do with Hudson next year. Obviously, this year, they've already said he's going to stay in the bullpen the rest of the year unless, you know, there's some terrible disaster with the starting rotation. But next spring, you know, what do you do? Does Hudson become your sixth man and, you know, pitch every day at Memphis, or is he too valuable and is another guy they decide they want to keep in the bullpen? It's nice to have options like that for sure.
Yeah, his secondary pitches, I think we're seeing, they're going to play up here at the big league level. Incredible sinker, good breaking ball. I'm curious, when you watched him with the breaking ball, was that a consistent pitch for him?
Yeah, his slider has been a plus pitch for him all the time. And, of course, his fastball, while it's 94-95, the fact that it sinks is the key deal. I mean, he was never a high strikeout guy. And then, you know, he's got a cutter, he's got a changeup, he's got a curveball. You know, he's got a number of offerings. He's got a whole starter's repertoire. So, you know, as a reliever, you know, that is really devastating to hitters who are used to guys who are, you know, two-pitch guys as relievers.
Absolutely. Brian, Memphis, we're basically watching Memphis, a lot of them, up at the big league club. But because of that, we've talked about this on this report, you have a trickle-down effect. So you've got major leaguers now that were at Memphis, and single and double-A guys moving up, and now Memphis all of a sudden is losing ground in the standings. So explain to fans that are listening the shorter season of Memphis, because it's not like a major league season, and right now what they're doing in the standings.
Yeah, typically the minor league schedules, it's kind of easy to remember. Minor league schedules typically end on Labor Day. And so whereas major leaguers play another month, you know, into early October usually, minor league seasons end on Labor Day and then they move into their playoffs. And then as we see, St. Louis calls up maybe a few guys from Memphis at the end of their September 1 when rosters expand, but they tend to wait until the playoffs are done to take the core of their team. Now, in the case of the Memphis Redbirds, the core of their team is somewhere else. I mean, between the guys who've been called up to St. Louis and the guys who were traded away, Mercado, Voit, for example, you know, the Memphis Redbirds don't have the same team that got off to that huge lead. And as a result, while Memphis is still playing, you know, 500 ball or a little bit better, the second place team, Nashville, which is an Oakland A's affiliate, and we've seen how well Oakland has played at the major league level. Well, their Triple A team has a 14-game winning streak, and so what's happened in the last 2 weeks? Memphis lead, which was 15 games, is now down to 9. Now that's still a 9-game lead, and there's only 20 games left on the schedule. So I'm not, you know, saying gloom and doom for Memphis, but you've got to be a little worried when they go into the playoffs with a rotation that doesn't have the big name guys that we all know in St. Louis, and now has guys like Chris Ellis, Connor Jones, Kevin Hergett, Austin Warner, et cetera. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to keep an eye on Memphis as the regular season ends and they head into the playoffs.
If the playoffs started today for Stubby Clapp, who would be their number one pitcher?
I guess Jake Woodford. I mean, who's a borderline top 20 prospect, but we're talking here about a kid who was drafted as a high school who's only 21 years old. And he didn't get a lot of starts at Springfield, before they had to call him up to Memphis. So, you know, he had, I think, 4 or 5 good starts in a row, but his last couple of times out, he's been knocked around a little bit. Now, you know, St. Louis could even, and you know, I'm not saying that they would do this, but they could even, you know, send back a Daniel Ponce de Leon, you know, to try to help Memphis in the playoffs. And, you know, they certainly need the guys in the major league to help out. But as we're seeing with the Brett Cecils and Adam Wainwrights and maybe Dominic Leones, Brebby is coming back, the Cardinals bullpen looks like it's going to be pretty well stocked in September, even without necessarily all these young Memphis guys.
Brian, as we wrap it up, I always mention to anybody that loves the minor leagues, go to thecardinalnation.com. That's your website. For fans that maybe are just first tuning into our conversations, which we've been having all summer, tell folks what they can find at thecardinalnation.com.
Well, the staple of our coverage is an in-depth team report for each one of the minor league teams in the U.S. in the 7 days of the week. So Gulf Coast League report went up yesterday on Monday, and so all the details about the youngest Cardinals playing in the Gulf Coast League, we've got a reporter there at all the games, and this is information you can't get anywhere else. Today will be Peoria, tomorrow Palm Beach, et cetera, et cetera. We have daily recaps of all the minor league games from the night before that are free for everybody to read about and click on the links to the box scores. And then we have a number of features. Our feature today is an interview with Connor Capel, who was one of the outfielders that they picked up in the trade with Oscar Mercado with Cleveland, who is at Palm Beach and looks like a very interesting prospect as well. So lots of minor league coverage at the Cardinal Nation, and multiple new articles every day of the week.
So well done, Brian. We appreciate it, and I'll talk to you on Friday. Thank you.
Take care, Dan.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here, and I have a scoop for you. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Trust me, it'll pay off. You shop at Schnucks like normal, earn points on almost everything in the store, and redeem the points for money off. Easy as that. If earning money off your groceries wasn't enough, it also has cool features to make shopping at Schnucks even easier. You can locate items in the store, refill prescriptions, check the weekly ad. It's a grocery game changer. So download Schnucks Rewards from the App Store or Google Play and start saving today. Many thanks to Brian Walton. If you're new to ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, Minor League Report every Tuesday and Friday. Mondays with Mo is up on the website right now. Also for golf fans, a wrap-up of the PGA Championship with Jay Delsing. I have a visit with Bob Kendrick, who is the president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. And I'll have a game report coming up, game number 2, the Cardinals and the Nationals later tonight. Thanks for visiting ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.